Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Today, Congress sends the Respect for Marriage Act to the President's desk, a glorious triumph of love and freedom. Let us salute those who've legislated and advocated relentlessly to make this bill the law of the land.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Respect for Marriage Act 258-169. An earlier version of the bill was approved by the House earlier this year, but the Senate waited to approve the measure until after the midterm elections. The House also passed an $858 billion defense bill by a vote of 350-80. Under the new National Defense Authorization Act, COVID vaccine mandates for service members were eliminated. WNBA player Brittany Griner was sent back to the U.S. after spending several months detained in Russia. While President Joe Biden said he'll be grateful to see her back, others realized the work doesn't stop here. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed concerns about former Marine Paul Whelan returning home to the U.S. as well.
While we're elated at Brittany returning home, we continue to work relentlessly to bring Paul Whelan home as well. Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
Whelan was detained in 2020 in a Moscow hotel by Russian authorities who said he was on an intelligence mission. He was found guilty and sentenced to 16 years in prison in a trial U.S. officials deemed unfair. Airport workers across the country were on strike in the hopes of management giving them better pay and working conditions. Striking workers are hoping Congress will pass the Good Jobs for Good Airports Act, which will set wage and benefit standards for airport service workers across the nation. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey spoke at a rally of workers about the importance of their jobs.
Our aviation system at airports would crash without airport service workers.
Former anti-abortion lobbyist Reverend Robert Schenck testified before the House Judiciary Committee about his role in Operation Higher Court. This was a concerted political effort to influence conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. He opened his testimony with an apology.
I beg the pardon of the folks I enlisted to help me do work that was not always transparently honest.
House Republicans held a press conference at the U.S. southern border to talk about their plans for immigration and border protection in the next Congress. Texas Representative Jody Arrington discussed some courses of action the new Republican majority in the House will take.
Our Texas delegation is committed to using every tool and authority at our disposal to hold President Biden, Secretary Mayorkas, and this entire administration accountable.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.